everybody that's subject to the Prompt Payment Act by the state, we're not subject to the Prompt Payment Act. They don't have to pay us in the 60 days. I mean, we have to pay our vendors in 60 days, but, you know, the state doesn't have to pay us in 60 days. So they're going to spend all their money and pay all the vendors and try to pay down as much as they can in June against the vendors that, where there's the prompt payments in existence. The receivable, I just updated this from our last discussion and also put in as requested how much of the receivable, what it represents as far as the percentage of the total appropriation for the year. As I said, we're about to, right now, the receivable, we're about 35% of the appropriation is still owed us for 2011, which puts us essentially on par with 2010, even though the appropriation is down $52 million from 2010 to 2012. Again, much higher at the end of last year, at the end of 2011, when the receivable was around $313 million. Tuition have just is a major revenue coming in. It's been billed for 2012, $894 million, collected $871 million. No collection problems really with tuition. Still an amount to go with summer, for the summer school we'll be billing in May and June for summer session, and include that. That's for purposes of, so that little bit between the budget amount of $931 and the $894 that we billed, there's going to be a little bit more being billed for the summer sessions. But good collections on tuition. Hospital looks like last year through April 30th this year versus last year. Last year, the operating income, revenues to expense, $5.7 million net operating income, or operating income this year through April 30th, it's $9 million is the operating income. I also show here always that, you know, like for this year, you add back depreciation to that number, and $25.5 million would be theoretically the amount of cash that's being generated from the hospital operation. I'd only say one thing to wrap up all this Medicaid discussion. Yesterday was predicted that the hospital would be impacted on Medicaid with a loss of $5.7 million of revenue. You basically overlay that $5.7 million loss and you're pretty much, you know, essentially wiping out the operating income. So it's still a tenuous situation, even though we seem to be coming out of the Medicaid situation time in a primo position. I broke out the grants from research between the Chicago and Urbana campuses. At the Urbana campus, we've had an increase of 66% in 10 years in research dollars, up to $395 million in 2011, the last full year that we have reported. I think it's pretty straightforward that the biggest piece to this is NSF. That's blue. This part, $108 million. The next biggest piece is HHS, which is $86 million. I think that's consistent. The other big piece is education, but two-thirds of this number is probably Pell in that number. So as far as Chicago is concerned, the total research grants, about $319 million. Again, of course, two-thirds of that is HHS. It makes sense with the health campus we have here in the research at Chicago in the health area of health. Again, the education, almost $60 million here in education, but again, two-thirds of that is Pell in that number. I wanted to take a quick look. There's an item that you voted on today. Basically, it's support for the foundation and the Alumni Association. I wanted to give you a comparison, a five-year comparison of their budgets versus our contribution to them in support of their operations. Today, you've passed basically support for the foundation of $6.9 million, the same as was reported out last year. For the Alumni Association, $2.5 million, same as the amount last year. Both of these were subject to final conclusions on the appropriation. So, because a good portion of those dollars are state dollars being passed through. So if we make these adjustments, there could be a potential adjustment. We'll report back to you what the final number is for both of these. You can also see the budgets for both of these, about $7.9 million budget for the Alumni Association, consistent for the last couple of years.